Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and once again, we've got a great show lined up for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and, of course, bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And, of course, we also enjoy taking your questions. We realize that some of you have your own experiences. You may want to ask us a question. We're happy to take that. So give us a call here at the show. We're at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z, Hugs from Heaven. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our next event coming up is going to be a big one. We're having our biggest and best afterlife conference ever. It's going to be in Durham, North Carolina. This is a convention of the top organizations that have been dedicated to the investigation of life beyond this physical life. Our dates are November 6th through the 10th. There are lots of special things planned, including a day at the Rhine Research Center with a spoon-bending party. We're also going to have a special Namaste event on that Friday, November 7th, and that will include presentations and also a special luncheon event. There's so much more scheduled during this five-day event. Please, please visit our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You'll get all the details there, and of course, you can make your reservations today. This one is going to be an amazing event, so please, you don't want to miss it. We also have our annual Holidays Past raffle. This is coming up on December 23rd, 2014. Five winners will be drawn, so of course, that means that you can purchase just one $5 chance, and you'll be in the running until all five readings are given away. Now, keep in mind that all of the mediums participating in this raffle have come to the foundation to have their mediumistic abilities evaluated. So we have confirmed that under controlled circumstances, they've been able to bring through validating information about departed loved ones without the use of fraud or deception. And, of course, that's true for all of our mediums listed at the Forever Family Foundation. So if you'd like to enter the raffle, just visit us on the web. Our web address, one more time, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show. We're going to be opening up the phone lines in just a few moments. You can reach us here at the show at 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and Eliza has experienced intuitive abilities and a connection with spirit since she was a very young child. In addition to being certified through the Forever Family Foundation, she's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Eliza is the author of Daisy, the Delinquent Angel, and she also has another book in the works called Between Two Worlds, Growing Up and Living as a Medium in Everyday Life. And she also developed a program for parents and children called Intuitive Tools for Kids. And we're really happy to have her on the show tonight. So let's get her on the air. Hi, Eliza. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Pleasure
it's
to be here.
Great to have you here. Boy, you're a busy lady. You have a lot of stuff in the works.
Yes, I do. It's a creative outlet. I got to just keep, you know, spreading the word, and
yeah,
it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Well, you know, in addition to your work as a medium, I'm sure many of our listeners would love to know a little bit more about some of your programs, especially the one, it's very rare to find programs that help children to understand and develop their abilities. So tell us a little bit about your program called Intuitive Tools for Kids.
Okay. I think the program was inspired because when I was a young child, I always felt so misunderstood when I was having prophetic dreams, when I was having feelings, when I was seeing ghosts. And I encountered other children as I also work with children. I'm an occupational therapist also. Mm-hmm. And I realized that parents did not know how to handle these kids. So I put together a program that uses multisensory approaches as well as helping the child and the parent understand what these abilities are and let them have the choice to decide, do they want to do something with it, or do they want to just keep it to themselves and be comfortable with who they are. But so many children live in fear, and so many parents live in fear. So about 3 or 4 years ago, I was speaking in various places all over the country about it, and I do have the program all written out in a PowerPoint if anyone's interested. But it's fun. I love it, and the kids loved it, and so that's one of my programs, and it's gone really well.
Yeah, I think it's so badly needed, actually, because not very many people, although there's many teachers out there, metaphysical teachers, who do work with adults. I'm one of them. I do teach workshops as well. Not very many people can or are willing to work with young children. What are the ages of the children that you've assisted?
Usually between 3 and, 18, 20.
Okay.
They're more open when they're younger. And
yeah,
they're,
I'm
you know,
sure.
No problem saying, hey, I saw Grandpa standing in the door and Grandpa died 5 months ago.
Right,
or if they're
12
years old, there's a reservation. I don't know if I should tell Mom that I saw Grandpa standing, but, you know. So there's that social stigma that kind of occurs as they get older.
Right. And what's interesting, too, is that really, how do you help the children unless you help the parents first? So they do have to know how to kind of work with their own kids and really kind of help them accept whatever abilities are there. So tell us a little bit about, you have another program in the works, right? This is what your next book is going to be about?
Yeah. I'm currently doing this program, and I have found over the past 2 years other people that have had medium abilities, and they're doctors, lawyers, social workers, you know, various types of occupations have come to me and said, I have these abilities, and I don't know what to do with them. And so I've been consulting a lot of them, and some of them, this one woman totally left her occupation, which was a very prosperous occupation. Her family and friends and her husband thought she was crazy, and she's doing quite well as a medium right now. And so I check in with her occasionally, but it's just to inspire them. So the new book is basically my journey between two worlds and, you know, how I started as a kid and how I transpired in my 20s and 30s and then became more comfortable being a medium.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds really interesting. And I can totally relate to what you said before about people coming from all different walks of life. And, you know, as you know, many of us don't start developing some of these abilities until we get a little bit older. And so you can be very well established in a career and then all of a sudden find that you're connecting with, you know, one of these other streams of consciousness and not quite sure what to do with it. So it is nice for people to have a way to be able to integrate that, you know, in their current lives. So that's very cool. That's awesome. So so when you work with people, just so that they know, with either of these programs, either the adults or the kids, is this strictly local, or do you offer stuff remotely, online, or how does this work?
I am international, so people have called me from Europe, from different parts of the country, Indonesia, India, different places. But most of the people that I work with are all over the United States, so it could be where you are at and then where I'm at, which is
so there's no
the
problem
side.
Then working with people remotely, and so that's
not an
issue.
No.
Okay. Wow, that sounds awesome. And again, you know, it's badly needed. And there's, you know, there's an awful lot of really good psychic mediums out there, but again, not all of them teach. Not all of them offer workshops or, you know, programs online. So this is good to know. And, of course, people can visit your website and get more information about the programs. And your website is elizaray.com. Is that right?
Yeah. And then the other one is Intuitive Tools and the number 4 Kids. And there's a link on elizaray.com for that.
Awesome. Okay, so lots of information on the web. Okay, so we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Eliza Ray, and we'll be opening up the phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, just give us a call here at the station. I'll give you the number one more time, but I think our lines are pretty lit up already. 888-627-6008. Okay, guys, stay with us. We will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770. Perhaps you have heard that there is scientific evidence of an afterlife, but you are confused. Plan to attend a landmark convention in Durham, North Carolina, November 8th and 9th, and let's clear up that confusion. Let an esteemed group of scientists from prestigious universities and institutions show you the way. This will be a gathering of the top organizations that have been researching afterlife evidence for decades, all coming together for the first time. Whether you want to learn about reincarnation, mediumship, apparitions, deathbed visions, near-death experiences, or phone calls from the dead, this is the place to be. The weekend will also include demonstrations of spirit communication by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. Click on the events page at our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, to learn more about the conference weekend and the many additional events before and after the conference. Or call 631-425-7707 for more information.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Eliza Ray. So we're going to go to our phone lines. We're going to try to get to as many calls as we can. Now, for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, please tell us if you'd like to have a connection to Spirit. All we want is your first name. Or if you have a question for us instead, we'll be happy to address your question. So let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Teresa calling from Michigan. Are you with us, Teresa?
Yep.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So would you like to have a mini reading?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Teresa. Is it cold up there yet? Freezing yet in Michigan?
It's starting to get cold, yeah.
It's starting to get a little breezy, huh? Okay. Now, the way I like to do my readings is I just kind of sit with you for maybe 20, 30 seconds, and if something will probably flash in really quickly right now. I'm seeing some things already. And then you can ask me any specific question after, like, the 30 seconds, 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, fantastic. Did you have a brother that passed? Because I'm feeling there's a brother energy around you. And the brother, and it could be your mother's brother, but I'm seeing somebody like that around you. And they're kind of waving their arms up and down. So I don't know what that means, if they're trying to get my attention or if they worked somewhere where they wave their arms up and down. Does this ring a bell with you?
No.
Okay. All right. And then I also see a woman, and she is, are you right-handed?
Yes.
Okay. She's on your father's side of the family. Could this be your grandmother on your father's side of the family? There's someone there standing there. And she's very peaceful, very peaceful. She wants you to know that. Okay. And is there one more person you want to connect with? Because I'm feeling there's another person that's kind of hanging there.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me their first name, please?
Kendall.
Kendall? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Kendall small before he passed?
Yeah.
Smaller person? Okay. All right. And is Kendall... This sounds very cute, and this is, I'm telling you exactly what I'm seeing. Kendall's on like a rocking horse. Does that make sense to you? It's kind of rocking back and forth. Okay. Kind of like rocking like peacefully and smiling, like very happy, okay? Your grandmother has seen Kendall. Does that make sense to you too?
Yep.
Were you holding Kendall at one time very hard, very, like, and feeling that I'm feeling that he, is it a male or a girl, but I'm feeling male energy around this.
She was a girl.
Okay, but there's male energy also around this, too. So, Kendall, were you holding her very tightly at one time, like, really tightly? You didn't want to let go? I'm feeling that around her. Okay, and she's telling me that it helped her, okay? For some reason, you were helping her to feel loved at that moment when she was... did she pass quickly?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what she's showing me. Okay. And then, and she's still on the rocking horse. So, obviously, do you have the room still set up? Because I'm seeing a room where she's visiting, a place that she's visiting that is kind of like her space.
No, she doesn't have a room yet.
Okay. Well, she has a space, and she's showing me a space, and there's a rocking horse there, and there's also a young male roaming around. I don't know what that's about. So I don't know if she has a brother or if maybe there's someone else in spirit that had passed that was younger that you somehow are affiliated with, okay? Maybe, okay. Does this all make sense to you?
No, not right off
the end. All right, I'm just saying, for some reason, the rocking horse neck, it just keeps coming in. It's very strong. So leave that as a possibility for something to kind of keep up on the shelf for Kendall, all right? Okay. Now, what is your question?
It was an accident, but it was my fault.
It was your fault?
That she died.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I...
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. I know that you're really hurting.
She forgives me.
She's just saying that this was the way it was supposed to be, you know. Her face is gorgeous, you know that. Glowing right now, okay? So she's actually happy. It wasn't like this was something that was, you know, that you intentionally did, you know? This is her time. And unfortunately, you weren't expecting it. When she came into this world, her spirit energy knew that this was going to be a very short time with you. Beautiful, glowing face. So just letting you know that. There is another woman on the other side that is sort of taking her hand and holding her. And very well could be your grandmother on your father's side. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, if I could just add something really quickly, Teresa.
Sure.
I think I was getting the grandmother energy as well. And, you know, Eliza, when you mentioned rocking horse, I was getting that connected to the grandma. So I don't know if that might have been something she had for a long time, maybe put up in the attic or something, kind of like, you know how people keep those as a keepsake. But what's so interesting here is that they are together. You know, always remember that, Teresa. Your loved ones are together, and it's so hard for us to kind of give you a lot of information in a tiny little mini reading like this, but you actually do have quite a bit of energy there. You have so many people on the other side, and I hope that it helps you to know that they're all together, okay? And I thank you so much for calling into the show, and I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
thank
too.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Well.
Thank
and
you.
Bless you.
Okay, wow, it's so hard when that kind of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. All righty, we're going to try to get to a couple of more callers before we have to go to break again. Let's go to our next caller online. We have Linda calling from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a little mini reading?
A mini reading.
Okay.
Okay, Linda, have I read for you before? Because your voice sounds so familiar to me.
No.
Okay, I used to live in Florida.
Really.
That's why. And your voice sounds very familiar. So it's resonating as a familiar voice, but you must just sound like somebody I know. Okay, so I'm going to see here what's around you first in spirit. Sometimes they just give me messages, excuse me, and I'm not always seeing a person, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know why, but I saw a car, a significant car. That's the first thing I saw that came in around you. It's like a sedan, and somebody that had passed is driving this car. And then, okay, the person you want to connect with, I'm assuming you want to connect with somebody that's passed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did they live in another state? Because I'm feeling like a different place.
Yes.
For some reason. Okay. All right. And they're laughing. Did they have a great sense of humor? I'm not laughing at you, but laughing with you, like funny, really cute, funny sense of humor. Okay. And then, and whoever this person is, which I'm actually picking up two people. I'm picking up a female, and I'm also picking up a male. And they're around, well, they're presenting themselves as if they're in their 30s, because you know when people pass, and then they come through to us mediums, usually, or to you in a dream, we see them when they're like in their 30s, because that's sort of our prime of life. So this person is coming through. She has blondish hair, and then the male is coming through, and his hair is really meticulous about his hair. He's like flipping it over on the side, like he's combing it nice. They want to look nice. Okay, all right. Do any of these two people ring a bell for you?
My mother,
okay.
With the blonde hair.
Okay, and was she just a teeny tiny bit overweight?
She was a little overweight.
Yeah, but not like giant, you know what I mean? Okay, all right.
No.
And did she? I see something around fun. Was she all about fun and humor? Is that the woman that, with the sense of humor?
She liked to have fun. She liked to laugh.
Yeah. She's all right. Thank you. She says she's laughing in heaven. I don't know what that means. If that means anything to you, so she's still laughing. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I like her energy. She's got a real light, beautiful energy. I just want you to know that she's not suffering anymore. Okay. In case you wonder.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. No more suffering. It's over. Boom. No pain. Nothing anymore. And I know that she went through some. And there's this nice-looking male. Could this possibly be? He's coming through. They're young, like maybe in his 32, 29. And I don't know if it's your husband that passed or a brother or somebody like that, or if this is someone that's actually passed at that age. But he's coming through like that, and he's really proud of his hair. He keeps combing his hair and looking in the mirror like, I want to look nice for her. So
that, that could be my father because he was bald when he passed away, so...
Was he meticulous about his hair? You know, some people are like that.
I think he was when he was young.
All right. And is he into cars? So some guys are into cars and some guys aren't, but that's the car thing that came in, and it was a sedan. It was a nice, like from the 60s. Because I was born in the 50s, so I know what the cars looked like in the 60s. Nice car, okay? It's not like a fancy, but it's sort of like an Oldsmobile Buick kind of car. Right?
Okay. They both didn't drive, but...
That's funny. Okay. Maybe that's why they're driving on the other side.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the car is, but that's the first thing that came in. All right. Do you? Is there one more person you want to connect with that we haven't connected with, or are you wanting to connect more with your father?
If he's around and if he wants to connect with me.
Yeah, he's around.
Yeah.
Now, we have a short period of time for this mini reading, so is there anyone else that you called about that we didn't tap into?
How about my aunt?
Your aunt?
Yeah. Okay. She passed away, and we were close.
Aww.
She was with us.
What was her first name, please?
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. Was she a quiet, I feel, quieter woman than your mom?
Yes.
Yeah. And she's showing me something with linen. Do you have some of her linen? Beautiful linen. Or something to do with the table or something. But maybe what's she saying? Yeah, she's
well, they
quiet.
Both
she's showing
had
me pictures. Okay. They both had the linen?
Uh-huh.
And then who is the one that's doing the needlework? I'm seeing her, like... Something with her hand. I don't know what that's about. If it's
my mother was
your aunt,
my mother was a seamstress.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah, your mom has a little stronger personality, so she's kind of helping out here. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's not unusual. Believe me, I see it all the time. Okay. Yeah. All right. And did you, when you were small, did you go to your, I think for some reason you took care of her towards the end, Aunt Sarah, and then she took care of you. Like you were like her Disney World place, you know, when you were really little. She's showing you a place to visit. Anyway, she's saying, oh, she thanks you for something. Did you help her pass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's thanking you. It's so... giving you gratitude, and she was like, you were wonderful, and I hear that. Not just, you were wonderful, I'm hearing, you were wonderful, big wonderful, okay? I don't know, you know, if you ever had a dream of her or anything. You often wonder if she's around you, because I'm seeing her visiting you, especially coming up in the month of November. Does that ring a bell?
November, no.
I don't know what November is.
My mother's birthday was November, is November.
Okay, there's your mom coming through. Okay, Mom.
Okay. I think we're going to have to leave it there. Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a little bit. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We've got time for maybe one more call before we go to break, so we're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Jeff on the line from Maryland. Are you with us, Jeff?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you want to have a mini reading?
You. Yes, please.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Maryland. I like that word. It's a nice, Maryland's a great place. I've been there a couple times. Okay. Interesting. The first thing I'm hearing, and you probably already know this, you have, like, connection with spirit. Do you already know that?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling you have a lot of intuitive ability. So, and you've tried to connect with certain people, and you're not, you're questioning, is that it, or is it my imagination? Are they talking to me? Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because that's the first thing that came in with you. And, okay. Did you have a good friend that passed? I'm feeling friend energy around you. It could be a friend or a cousin. They're very similar in energy. But I'm feeling that energy coming around you right now. And it's a male, a younger male, all right?
Yeah.
Do you know of anyone that went overseas and passed over there?
Yes, I do know some people.
Okay, because for some reason they're kind of lining up. I don't know why. There's like two or three of them they're showing me. They're lining up, okay? Could be military, but I do see some people that are lining up trying to get through. Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, do you want to connect with one particular person? I'm feeling that really strongly around you.
Yes, I do.
Okay, could you give me their first name, please?
Bill.
Not Billy. It's Bill.
Yeah. Well, Billy.
Uh-huh.
Or Bill. I called him Bill.
Yeah, somebody called him Billy. Somebody that already had.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That kind of met him on the other side, okay? All right.
Yes.
All right. Could this have been a brother or a father that met him on the other side? I'm feeling he's with, like a big family. All right.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and he's happy. Okay. Did anybody you know bowling? I don't know why I'm seeing bowling balls. It's strange. But anybody in your family? Like on a league?
Not really.
Okay, well, maybe you're supposed to join a bowling league. Who knows? But anyways, the first that's one of the things that came in. All right, so Billy, do you want to know if he suffered towards the end? I think it's a question. Something like that.
I didn't. No, that's not really a concern.
Okay, good. All right. So he says he's fine now. I'm fine, he says. I'm fine.
Okay.
It's a very simple way of speaking. I don't see a lot of extravagant speaking here with this guy. So, but in a very simple but generous way, all right? Big-hearted person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, not a person that comes across and says, oh, I love you, you're great. It's just like he'll come over and bring you all kinds of stuff and then smile, right? That kind of personality.
Yeah.
Are we cued into Bill? Okay. I like Bill. Did Bill wear glasses before he passed? Eyeglasses. In a man with eyeglasses.
Sometimes.
Yeah, he's taking them off, and he's kind of throwing them across the room, so I don't know if he was mad that he had to wear glasses when he was here, but he's throwing eyeglasses. So he's and again, simple. So what question do you have for Bill? Because I know you've tried to connect with him.
Well, our dad is also the passed, and his name is Bill as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I'm
Bill was your brother?
Concerned about. Yes. Yeah, he's my brother.
Yeah. Okay.
His daughter is Mike. Who's
his daughter
alive.
Here still? Okay. She's having a really hard time, isn't she?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. She, who's 10, 11 years old? I've seen that around somebody. I don't know what that's about.
12,
okay.
11.
Around there. Was she around 11 when he passed?
He passed in January.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's why he's 11, 10, 11. Okay.
Why is he showing me his neck? Does that make sense to you? Neck.
Yeah, he had cancer in his neck.
Okay.
Lymph.
Yeah. Hodgkin. Wow. He was in so much pain. He couldn't even begin to talk. That's what he's telling me. He said that the liberation of and the freedom. Now, he's showing me he went from person to person to person to person. There are a lot of people still here on this earth plane and people on the other side. So they were kind of saying, come on, you know, the doors are opening here to the other side. And he was like, I have to take care of these couple people. One was, did he have a nephew? Also, there's a young male, too, he wanted to take care of. He wants to help you with a job.
Son.
Does that make sense? So.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jeff, we have to thank you for calling in, but we're going to have to leave it there. We've got a quick break coming up. But thank you so much for calling in, and I hope that this helped just a little bit.
It does. Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Okay,
you're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Eliza's website. She's at elizaray.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Perhaps you have heard that there is scientific evidence of an afterlife, but you are confused. Plan to attend a landmark convention in Durham, North Carolina, November 8th and 9th, and let's clear up that confusion. Let an esteemed group of scientists from prestigious universities and institutions show you the way. This will be a gathering of the top organizations that have been researching afterlife evidence for decades, all coming together for the first time. Whether you want to learn about reincarnation, mediumship, apparitions, deathbed visions, near-death experiences, or phone calls from the dead, this is the place to be. The weekend will also include demonstrations of spirit communication by Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. Click on the events page at our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, to learn more about the conference weekend and the many additional events before and after the conference. Or call 631-425-7707 for more information.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Tonight, our guest is Eliza Ray, and before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. If you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And what if you don't shop at Amazon? That's not a problem. There's another way you can help us as well. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the Internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, places like Adobe, Expedia, Marriott, Priceline, Sirius Radio, many, many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, let's get back to our show. We have Eliza Ray with us tonight, and I think we've got time for maybe a couple more calls. So let's get to our next caller on the line. I think we have Jason calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Would you like to have a mini reading, Jason, or did you have a question for us?
Oh, if it's possible, I could willing to have a reading.
A reading. Okay. I'll turn you over to Eliza.
If it's possible. Hi. You're from sunny Florida, huh, Jason?
Yes, sunny South Florida.
Yeah, I was in Florida for many years on the West Coast.
What part?
Near Sarasota.
Okay.
Have you heard of Nokomis? You've probably never heard of Nokomis. Really? Oh, that's great.
Near Sarasota?
Yeah, it's just south of Sarasota. That's right. Do you travel a lot, Jason? I'm feeling travel energy around you.
Oh, yeah, I'm a truck driver. I'm a CDL truck driver.
Oh, okay, because that was the first thing I picked up when I started talking.
18-wheeler.
Okay. I'm also doing a reading, so there's a method to my madness. Okay. And do you want to connect with two people or just the one person? Which one? Yeah, I'm not quite sure which one you want to bring in, because it's kind of like, who does he want to talk to first?
Hey,
whatever one wants to come through.
Would it be two females?
Yes, definitely. Two females.
Okay.
The one is older
than the
other.
That crossed.
Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. One is older than the other. So it's not like they're the same age. So and not just like
a year old. I'll take the first one that crossed over.
Okay. All right. And is that your mother?
Yes, it will be. Hi, Mommy.
Yeah. Aw. Okay. Oh, the first thing that come out, and I know this sounds very cliche, but I'm telling you, the first thing I heard is that she said, "I love you, honey." Is that how she used to talk?
Yeah.
I love you, honey. And honey. Does she call you honey all the time? It's just the cutest thing. Okay.
Yeah, I was a little boy.
Oh, okay. All right. Things changed when you got to be a teenager. You weren't a honey anymore, huh? All right. Okay. And she said she's very proud of you. So you worked hard to get to where you are at now in your career. Like, you've overcome.
Yeah,
she said. Yeah, she's seen how much you've worked hard to overcome something. She's very proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
So, she said, keep up the good work. So you must have had some struggles when you were younger, and you've overcome a lot, and you're much wiser and stronger now as a result, okay? So keep up the good work. Does she visit your dad? I don't know what she says. Visiting my father, she says. Visiting my father. But, okay. I don't know if that's your father who's here, you know, on the earth plane, or if that's her father. I'm going to see if there's some clarity there.
It could be both, and I acknowledge that.
Who's the guy that sat in the chair and smoked a pipe? Sat in like a lazy boy chair, and then I see smoke coming out of his mouth. Could have been a pipe, a cigarette, but I'm seeing smoke. So, whoever that guy was. Kind of connecting with this person that's back in his chair. Okay? Somebody is hanging out near you a lot. She visits you, but she also visits another female. Do you have a sister or a wife or someone that's close to?
I do. I do have a sister, and I do have a close friend as a woman.
Okay. So she says she visits you, and then she visits the girl, as she puts it. Okay? But this dad type could be, I'm pretty sure it's dad energy. But he says that he's with you a lot. So he's just with you a lot. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, what question do you have for mom or dad or the other woman that we haven't really tapped into yet? We're kind of running out of time.
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah.
Our personality that do we have here at this time in the physical, do we bring that to the non-physical plane, or what personalities do we bring there? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do we bring, the personality that we are right now, the person that we are right now,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we bring that? You bring that
you
over.
Pass over with the same personality. Yes, you definitely do. And that's usually how.
What about other lives that we had? Do we tap into those personalities as well?
Sometimes those come in the readings, and I'm not quite sure, you know, how to put my finger on that, but sometimes I see things.
Uh-huh.
Do you know, I have to tell you, before I had started this evening, before 5, I saw a man in a sailor suit. It has to do with water, and you're in Florida, but I don't know. Is that someone to do with you?
Well, it could be a man in the military. That was my grandfather.
Was he in a sailor suit?
My mother was.
Like the Navy?
Yeah,
anyway.
Yes, I guess he was in the war. He was in World War II.
Okay. Because I'm feeling his energy.
He comes to a lot of
But... So he's a stabilizer for some reason. He's a very strong guide for you. He's, you know, there's all kinds of people that kind of visit around us, and depending on who we want to pull in and who we want to push away. But I see him as a stabilizer. So did you have a connection with him when he was here? When he was alive? Okay. Yeah, because he's very stable for you. All right.
Okay. So I should talk to him when I meditate?
Yeah, I mean, if you need direction, if you need some direction, he gives you stability. If you're feeling unstable about it, you just either talk to him or talk to whoever you want to talk to. But I feel like his energy around you will create some stability.
And also, if I can just add quickly, Jason, the easiest way for us to make a connection with our loved ones in spirit, there's really only two ways we can do that. One is through meditation, and the other is through dreams. So you asked an interesting question with meditation. So, yes, just kind of work on that. You know, you don't have to be a master at it, but do a little bit of meditation and just ask them to come visit you, and you might be very surprised at what you start to feel and become aware of. Okay?
Definitely.
All righty. And thank you so much for calling into the show.
Well, thanks for the helpful. And
thank you, Jason.
I was so sad. Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Jason. Okay, we've got time for one more really quick call. We have to cut this one a little bit shorter maybe, but let's try one more call. I think we have Joe on the line out in L.A. Are you with us, Joe?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Did you have a question
Thank
for
you.
Us, or would you like to have a little mini reading?
Just a mini reading.
Okay.
Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
Eliza. I guess we're both on the West Coast, so you're still seeing the sun, huh, like I am?
Yeah.
Still sunny, yeah. We're Doreen's and she's in the dark, so not really, though. All right. Okay, we're all sort of in the light. Okay, Joe, are you wanting to connect with a female? Is a very strong female energy that's kind of like beaming around you. Hmm.
Yes.
Could be, yeah. I don't know if it's a wife or a sister or a girlfriend or someone. There's a heart connection with this person.
A wife.
Does that make sense to you? Okay, your wife. Yeah, because that comes in really strong. I mean, she's seriously just like beaming from like limb to limb and out, you know, as far as she can. And she's talking about a little boy. I don't know what that means. So,
a little
does
what?
That make any sense? A little boy. She's seen a little boy. A child.
No.
Did she have a miscarriage or anything at one time that you're aware of?
A what?
A miscarriage?
Yes, she did.
She's talking about this little boy that she had the miscarriage with. She said he's beautiful. She wants you to know that, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, any specific question you have for your wife? And what was her first name, please?
My first name or hers?
I know you're Joe. I love that name, Joe. But
okay, I'm sorry. The connection's not real good.
That's
her name is Josette. Her name is Josette, not was.
Is Joseph. She's got a nice sense of humor. Do you have a question for her? Because she keeps saying, so what does he want? I'm still here, okay?
I just want to know that she's still here.
In energy, yeah.
I've got a lot of signs that about it, but I'm still, you know, the typical person that's grieving and kind of a little skeptical but hurting, and I'm just looking for breadcrumbs to pick up.
Of course. It's understandable. Totally understandable. All I can tell you is that her energy is so strong around you, and she's standing behind you, and she has both of her arms around you, and she's putting her cheek against her cheek. Your cheek. I don't know if she did that a lot. Like, if you'd be sitting at a chair, and she'd come behind you and give you a nice warm hug, and I'm seeing her doing that a lot, especially when you're sitting in this one particular, it looks like an office chair or something, all right? So she's perhaps. Okay, but I feel her energy so strong. She's also showing me water. I don't know. What's with the water, like a body of water?
She's from an island in the South Pacific.
Okay. All right. She says it's beautiful. I mean, I'm seeing, like, waves, you know, so it's nice water. Okay.
Yeah, we're both ocean people.
Okay. and that was what her message to you is, loud and clear, is go to the water, close your eyes, and I'll be there, and you'll see me. So you might have a vision of her or an image of her, as Doreen said before, when you're meditating and closing your eyes. You will see her, okay? And you'll feel her stronger if you go to the water for some reason, okay?
Okay. We have to really leave it there. Joe, thank you so much for calling in. I know it's a very short little reading, and these mini readings never really give us enough, but we try to make a little bit of a quick connection for you. But thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, this hour speeds by. I can never believe how quickly it goes. We are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Eliza Ray, for joining us. And Eliza, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they'd like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Through my website, and that has either the phone number to text. I answer text all day long, or through the web mail.
Okay, and I get to you usually within a day or two. I get back to you and try to schedule a reading. Okay, so for those of you who want to go on the web, it's elizaray.com. And, of course, we'd like to thank all of you for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing, and we invite you to go to our website at theforeverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member. You can sign up for the Signs of Life newsletter, and you'll be able to check out all of the wonderful events we host. Don't forget to check out our November conference, Afterlife Conference, in Durham, North Carolina. Everything is up on the web. And please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guest on Signs of Life Radio will be Karen Good. She is the author of Kids Who See Ghosts, and she'll be on the show next week with your host, Angelina Diana. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy. I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.